From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Winter, more than any other season, seems to have its own soundtrack, that nonstop loop of Christmas tunes you hear in every store you walk into. But by the time you reach Christmas week, some people have reached their limit with music that sounds like this.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
That's why we've asked our music critic, Tom Moon, to help us find some non-holiday musical selections that are still appropriate for this time of the year. We'll call it our wintry mix. Tom is the author of 1,000 Recordings to Hear Before You Die. And Tom, it's great to speak to you again. What do you have for us?
I have a bunch of stuff that sort of counters the exuberance of the holiday carols, music that sort of brings you into a more introspective place.
Oh, no, you're not going to bring us down, are you?
I hope not.
Okay. Well, I have your list of selections here, and I want to begin right at the top. You have a song here by Dolly Parton. It's called The Coat of Many Colors, and it's a song that comes with a wonderful story.
Dolly Parton was one of 12 children. She grew up in a house, a small house in Tennessee, where there was not a lot of money. And she writes this song about how her mother made her a coat. And it was made out of rags, and it was not exactly the most glamorous thing you could wear. But to her, this meant a lot. And, of course, it was the warmth of her mother's love, not the material.
My coat of many colors that my mama made. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors, my mama made for me.
You know, in the winter, we all need shelter, particularly if you're in a colder place. And that's what you hear there, is a song about finding shelter.
Yeah, and being sort of embraced by love, and the fact that she was carrying around this coat and wearing it proudly, even though kids at school were making fun of her.
Something she learned there that she probably carried with her the rest of her life.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's move down your list, Tom. We now have something classical. It's from Schubert. It's a song cycle called Winter Rest. And before we actually talk about this, why don't we take a listen?
Fremd bin ich eingezogen.
This music makes me want to cry, but I'm afraid that my tears might freeze. It sounds so cold out there.
It's desolate, right?
Yeah, the frozen tundra. What's going on?
Well, this is one of Schubert was the king of art song, and this is one of his cycles. It's called Winter Journey, and it describes a poet who's learned that his beloved no longer loves him. And so he writes the words good night on a piece of paper and leaves her house. His footprints are seen in the snow as he leaves, and the rest of the cycle describes his journey through a wilderness that's covered in snow and him embracing his loneliness, and eventually he dies in the snow.
Ich kann zu meiner Reise nicht wählen mit der Zeit.
All right, well, I'm longing at this point to move on to our next selection. Not that I didn't like that, but I'm just ready for something a little bit more upbeat. So you have a jazzy selection from jazz pianist Bill Evans. It's called Gloria's Step. What's the song all about?
It was a staple of the Bill Evans Trio set in the 1960s. And it sort of has that great wintertime feeling of gliding. It's like you're watching skaters on a pond, and the playing is very clear. Every line is very succinct, and there's no effort in it. It's just completely smooth.
Oh, yeah, I can see the skaters. I can see that in my mind. Since we're we're talking about winter music, why don't we head to Iceland?
Sure, why not? The great Icelandic rock band Sigur Rós has this way of communicating that is unlike anything else in rock. They sort of made up their own language, and they've figured out a way to get the tundra desolation vibe of their native environment into music in a very hip way.
What an interesting contrast, because in the last music that made us think of the tundra, the Schubert, was all about the ground. This sounds to me like the sky.
Yeah, gray sky, lot of open air, and a voice calling across vast expanse of land, lots of territory in here. And the openness of it is really something else I really associate with winter.
All right, Tom, I know that winter is often cold and the days are short and the nights are long, but sometimes you just need a song, something that makes you think of warm ocean breezes. And for this, you've chosen a song called Miss Tourist.
By the great Lord Kitchener, who is considered the grandmaster of calypso. And his thing was, he was just one of these incredibly buoyant figures, like Louis Armstrong, who could project a lot of animation in his voice. And he just makes a party. You hear him sing, and it's a party.
Jouvet mon, you'll swear that is here she's born. Hole in hand, jumping in a jouvet band. When the rhythm hot up the pace, she said, play mass, and shaking she waist. Kitch, will you phone Hotel Normandy and tell them don't leave no breakfast for me? I said,
you know, part of the great thing about winter is anticipating being someplace warm and having a minute, if you can spare it, to sort of thaw out. And calypso music is great for that. And when you hear these guys who were the grandmasters of this style, it's just so assured. It makes you move. You almost can't help it.
Tom, thank you for this wintry mix. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
Tom Moon is the author of 1,000 Recordings to Hear Before You Die. And Tom has some more suggestions for winter music. You can find those at nprmusic.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.